reading from the first book of Kings. The elders of Israel and all the leaders of the tribes, the princes and the ancestral houses of the children of Israel, came to King Solomon in Jerusalem to bring up the Ark of the Lord's Covenant from the city of David, which is Zion. All the people of Israel assembled before King Solomon during the festival in the month of Ephanim, the seventh month. When all the elders of Israel had arrived, the priests took up the ark. They carried the ark of the Lord in the meeting tent with all the sacred vessels that were in the tent. The priests and Levites carried them. King Solomon and the entire community of Israel present for the occasion sacrificed before the ark sheep and oxen, too many to count. The priest brought the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to its place beneath the wings of the cherubim in the sanctuary, the Holy of Holies of the temple. The cherubim have their wings spread out over the place of the Ark, sheltering the Ark and its poles from above. There was nothing in the Ark but the two stone tablets, which Moses had put there at Horeb, when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel at their departure from the land of Egypt. When the priests left the holy place, the cloud filled the temple of the Lord so that the priests could no longer minister because of the cloud, since the Lord's glory had filled the temple of the Lord. Then Solomon said, "The Lord intends to dwell in the dark cloud. I have truly built you a princely house, a dwelling where you may abide forever." The word of the Lord. We have been reading for several weeks now from the books of Samuel, the books of Kings, the stories of Samuel, of Saul, of David, and now we are in the reign of Solomon. And Solomon, known for many things. First of all, I suppose, is wisdom, but equally for the construction of the temple, the great temple in Jerusalem. And that is the theme that stands out for us today as the Ark of the Covenant is brought forth and placed in the temple. So let us consider those two themes, the Ark in the temple, in terms of their relationship to our own lives. David had spoken about constructing a house, an appropriate fitting house for the Lord. And the Lord had said through the prophet Nathan, "Do you think that you are going to build a house for me? I'm the one who's going to provide a house for you." Indeed, that house of David, from whom so many descended, eventually also the Messiah. But Solomon now, David's son, does construct that beautiful temple. It's interesting to ponder what the temple means. For here in Judaism, in the history of Israel, the temple connotes clearly that place in which God will most palpably be present, especially there in the Holy of Holies, and especially there in the Holy of Holies, that innermost sanctuary where the Ark of the Covenant is being placed in today's reading. It's interesting because when we come to the New Testament, although Jesus has great respect for the temple, makes pilgrimages to Jerusalem. We find him at different times in the temple. Clearly, especially in the Gospel of John, it is quite clear that the Johannine writings, Jesus himself, thinks of himself as the temple. "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." In the New Testament, there is indeed the temple of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one in whom God most palpably is present, in whose innermost we find that divine life. But the letters of Paul are even more radical in the sense of suggesting that you and I, we are the temples, as he writes to the Corinthians and says, you are a temple of the Lord, and the temple of the Lord is holy, and that temple you are. We are God's temples ourselves, in whom in our innermost resources, in our innermost depths, the Holy Spirit dwells. The Lord God has made a home. This is at the heart of the meaning of what it means to be contemplative. And that word contemplation, temple, templum, is at its core. And so the whole history of the meaning of that word temple in Israel, Judah, and Christianity. And in the end, then, we are the temples. But that history, we take back to this book of Kings, and now the Ark of the Covenant is being placed in that temple, in the Holy of Holies, because it is really the Ark in which we find God's presence so clear. Recall the Ark that was built in a way to house the covenant, to house that indeed in which those words of the Lord, the law of the Lord that had been given to Moses, the tablets of the Lord. Recall Moses having gone up Mount Sinai, Mount Horeb, having received the tablets of the law, having seen God face to face, coming down from the mountain, seeing the idolatry, the golden calf of the people, the infidelity, the anger of Moses as he throws those tablets of the law, as they shatter as he breaks them. And then again, Moses goes back up the mountain later, asking for forgiveness from the Lord for the people. And Moses is again given, again, the tablets of the law, which he then brings down. Those tablets touched by God, given by God, sacred to the people, containing, embodying the covenant. I will be your God. You must be my people. And those tablets are placed in the Ark, the most sacred reality in all of Israel and Judah. But it's interesting, later rabbis in what's called Midrash comment on that text from the book of Exodus and what does happen with those earlier tablets, the first ones that had been shattered, just shards, pieces of stone. And the rabbi said that those pieces, the shards of those broken tablets, were also picked up and placed in the Ark of the Covenant. Why? In order to symbolize that God is present to us in our brokenness, just as he must be and is in our wholeness. So not only the whole tablets, but the broken tablets placed in the Holy of Holies, because they too, our brokenness, is there in the heart of God. And so as we recall the story of this temple, and the later Midrash, even of the rabbis, and our awareness of what the New Testament teaches, when we enter into the depths of our own hearts, into our contemplative heart, into the innermost resources of our own lives, wherein we find God palpably present to us, we find God also in our brokenness. And that brokenness is also what we place in the arms of God. And so much more symbolism within this reading, but as we ponder it, we certainly realize the significance of that temple for the Jewish people and of the temple that we ourselves are God's temple is holy, and that temple we are. But in that temple, we find God's presence in us, that indwelling Trinity and Holy Spirit. But also in that temple, there touched by the Lord, our brokenness, which the Lord accepts, loves, and heals.